All right, it's time to catch up now with the Central Goldfields Shire latest news. CEO Lucy Roffey joins us. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day today?
It is indeed, isn't it? Late shower, but hey, we'll take that. 22.
Yeah, you know? I'll be in bed by then anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucy, you're looking for Australia Day nominations.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, isn't it, that we're nearly at the end of the year and we're starting to get into thinking about Australia Day. But we're seeking nominations for Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, and Community Event or Project of the Year. So I assume that'll be a project. I don't think there's been too many events on during the year. And we're looking for people to nominate a volunteer or a project in the community that's really contributed. And I'm sure there's, you know, lots of great examples this year, particularly supporting people through COVID. So we're looking for nominations now, and they close on Friday the 12th of November. And again, details on our website under Australia Day Awards.
Terrific. Now, you mentioned gorgeous morning. It is getting to that time of year where outdoor dining, be it during the day or the evening, is all to go. And obviously, it helps a wee bit more because we're going through these tough times with COVID as well. So there's new outdoor dining areas.
Yeah, so we received funding from the state government's outdoor eating and entertainment package, and we've been working on this all year, but just recently we've installed 5 new locations. So we've got planter boxes, which will make the outdoor area nice, and then it also provides some protection and some separation. And it means that these businesses can have more people sitting outside, which at the moment with COVID numbers, you're allowed to have more people outside than inside. So we've got new locations at Maggie's Coffee Lounge, the Supreme Court Hotel, the Bangkok Thai on High, Bird on a Wire and Bumper's Bakery. So as you said, beautiful weather and a great time to sit outside and support local business.
Most certainly.
And you're looking for community feedback as well.
Yeah, so again, we're doing lots of planning this year, part of the changes to Local Government Act, and we've got lots of things that have to be done in the first year of a new council. So one of those is the Municipal Health and Wellbeing Plan. And this is done in conjunction with a lot of our other health services. So the Maribyrnong District Health Service has had a lot of input into this, as have lots of people in the community. And it looks at things such as tackling health, the impact of climate change on health, preventing forms of violence, healthy eating, active living, improving mental wellbeing, and reducing tobacco-related harm. And I'll set out a whole range of things we can do to improve all of those things. So we're asking for community feedback. And again, we've got our Engage Seagold Shire website and all the information's there about how feedback can be provided on that plan.
Lovely stuff. All right, Lucy. Hey, before you go too, we're very excited because we're making it Maryborough from the from next week up until November 5th, where we're going to be over there doing outside broadcasts, supporting local Maryborough businesses and giving people the chance to win one of 4 $500 voucher packs to spend at local participating stores as well. So it's fantastic. It's all happening in Maryborough.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, I'll see you over there.
Yes, indeed. No problem at all. We'll be there for sure. Yes, runs through until November 5th. So, Lucy, thanks as always. You have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire, the CEO thereof.